ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to get back here together in Avodah Zarah Mem Tes Amud Aleph and discuss many more details that we have to learn about Zev Zegar. We mentioned with regard to the Mishnah in Arla, Sar Shal Chulin Vishal Truma Shanaflu Lasaicha Isa, Loi Bezekadei Lachametz Veloi Bezekadei Lachametz, Venitstarf of Achim Tzura Belezer says Acher Acher Animba Vachacham Marmim, Ben Shanaflu Isil Chatkil, Ben Shanaflu Isil Vasaif, Ene Osir, Ad Sheyehei Boykadei Lachametz. So Taisa says, Pirish Vaoz Osir Afilu Yesh Beheter Nami Kadei Lachametz. Ki Amrinan, when do we say the Indian of Zev is Agarim? Taisu says it's only when it's Ein by Kedei Lechametz. If you have two Zay and a Yochas, if you will, where each one on its own cannot cause the full effect, and you need to have both of them, then they get diluted one from the other. That is the din of Zev is Agarim. But if you have a Gurim which is Yesh by Kedei Lechametz, then even if it's countered by another Heter Gurim that's Yesh by Kedei Lechametz, it sounds like from Taisu's you won't have the Heter of Zev is Agarim. And Taisus goes with this as well on Daf Samachesim at Beis later on. There's a machlekes over there between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sefer exactly how to learn the Taisus. That is a big inyan b'fnei atzmai. But all in all, Taisus seems to be opining very strongly that if it's yesh b'kedei lechametz, if the goyer man hand, which is usher, had the ability to be the complete only cause of this nigram, then it will be usher, and the fact that there was another gurim to this nigram is not going to help to make a zev as a gurim. However, Taisvis in Pesachim, Daf Chav Zayin, Amar Aleph on top, brings down that the Rashba that Taisvis is quoting argues and holds that even if it's yesh by kedei lechametz, if there's another yesh by kedei lechametz of heter, then you will still say zev is a gurim. A major machlokes rishonim over here, if it's yesh by kedei lechametz on its own, can it still be diluted and watered down with the heter of zev is a gurim or no? If it has yesh by kedei lechametz on its own, then it's a zayachal v'zayachal, and it won't become bottled, the koyach of the gurim ha'osir, that's yesh b'kedei lechametz on his own. And of course, it's incumbent upon us to understand what exactly is this machlokes. Another important point, let's iron out and clarify before we discuss exactly what it's based on, and that is, like we mentioned, right out of the gate, when the Mishnah says, Zayin tachtei yirok is b'mesek shama, not in the summertime, and Rabbi Yossi says that even in the wintertime, you're not allowed to because of the fertilizer that comes from the leaves of the Asherah tree. So the Gemara opens up and says it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zagarim is also the Tanakhama holds its mutter. And there's the obvious question that if the Tanakhama holds its mutter, then why does he ask the yirokis that grew in the summertime? Why can't we say that everything else was heter and only the shade of the Asherah tree was iser? So it's Zev is a gerim and its mutter. So we mentioned that Taisus de Ramaskal the Rabbanon on the top of Memches Amid Beis, as well as Taisus de Ramaskal She'im on the top of Memches Amid Aleph, say that great big yisoid that Zev is a gerim is only mutter when the two garmim are operating together in the channel and the track of one gurim, the Indian echad. But like Taisva says, in a case where the gurim detzel shekulei oser, in the tail on the tail front, as far as the shade goes, it was all tail of Ashera. Sha'isa anosha tail oisa lahogin menachama. The shade that is being shaded on this tree is only the shade by itself, and the karka and whatever else is going into bringing these vegetables to the world of heter are not, you know, coexisting and functioning in the creation of the shade, albeit that they are coexisting in the function of the final product of the vegetable, that would not have the heter of Zev Zagurim. Again, Taisus reiterates that on the Mem Testament Aleph. And we mentioned whether or not Rashi's question on the second Lashon of by Arlo over there on the top of Mem Testament Aleph is arguing, or maybe Rashi holds that over there wouldn't apply. However, Rashi the Ramaskal Ofa on Mem Testament Aleph, when he speaks about the Taner of Yisuri HaNoh and cooking in that tanner. So Rashi is very careful to point out that you need to have that both of the gurmim that are creating the heter of Zev is a gurim are coming in the Hesek, that the fire is partially being fueled by the oven and partially being fueled by the wood that is stoking the fire, that the fire is burning from, and the Meli have a heter of Zev Zagarim, because this is Osir and this is heter. It sounds like if, let's say, the wheat or something else was heter, then even though the fire was Isser, he wouldn't have a heter of Zev Zagarim. So it sounds like Tosis does hold of his grandson Rabbeinu Shmuel's Yisoid, that you need to have Zev Zagarim coexisting in the specific place where the Garim of Isser is. And it's much like that also in Rashi in the Ramaskul Ma'ilav at the end, because he speaks about a parash in the Spatma, Bekarshine Aved Zara, and he says that all the days this parah was Nisgadel earlier from heter foods. So you see clearly that Rashi also holds that the exact same cause where the Isser was has to be, you know, countered by a heter in the same Gerim. Sounds like Rashi throughout the Sugya is going with this Yisoid. Besides for what we mentioned, that Taisus is coming to answer Rashi's cash on the top here. However, if you look in Rashi, the Ramaskal Elo Ilam, all the way on the bottom here, Amem Tesem Aleph, it sounds very clearly like Rashi is being Chayzer. And Rashi says, "Avolebi meisachama b'bnei shatzel yofalehen, oydeli nami meisach shom dekinami gerem denaviyah." Tosfos sounds like over Rashi sounds like over here that he does not hold that you need to have a gerem in the same place where the gerem of Isser is, and even if you have an external other gerem of heter, you would still be subject to the heter of zev zegerem, just like Rashi was actually asking by the Eges Shel Arlo. So what's going on exactly now? Interesting. The Ran and the Ritva hold that Lamaskona, we were chayzer from this Yisoid, even though in the Havamina we held of it. However, the Ramban clearly holds of it, even Lamaskona. So I wonder if we could perhaps suggest that Ran and the Ritva say that Lamaskona we don't hold of it. Maybe Rashi also held of it throughout the Sugya and the Havamina, but Lamaskona he doesn't hold of it. And that's why Lamaskona over here, he's saying not like that, and they were Maskel Elo. And maybe that he asked on him, on the Lashon Acher, on the top of the Omid, was because Lamaskona Rashi Taka holds that you say Zev Zagarim in that case as well. So you still, Ladina, you should still say Zev Zagarim. But throughout the Sugya, maybe we didn't hold like that. But it's very important to understand. So first of all, it sounds like it's a Machlegis Lamaskona. There's also a Raya from the Rambam. It's a Machlegis Lamaskona about whether this Yisoid Gadol and Zev Zagurim, that in order to have a Zev Zagurim to be Matir, that the Gurim of Isser is not functioning on its own, it's together with the Heter, is only when it's coexisting in the same Gurim and the same Inyan, not in Shnei and Yonim like the Lashon HaTosfos, is that Lamaskona or not? What does that revolve around? What's that Shaila Toli, and whether or not you need to have a Gurim that is countering in the same track and channel where the Gurim of Isser is, you need a Gurim of Heter, or is even another Gurim coming from somewhere else in the creation of the product also enough to counter the Gurim of Isser and make a Heter, according to Rabbi Yossi and Co. of Zev Zagurim? And finally, something which we haven't yet mentioned, a very, very important Yisoid in the Indian of Zev Zagurim, perhaps, is this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here. We'll try to get a little bit more later into this of Yoylech Hanoli Yam HaMelech. What exactly is the Inyan of Yoylech Hanoli Yam HaMelech? But all in all, we see over here on this Braisa that it says Yoylech Hanoli Yam HaMelech. Rashi says, that really the Mishnah says it on Amud Beis. Rashi says Yoylech Hanoli Yam HaMelech means you shall throw the benefit that you're benefiting to the Yam HaMelech, the equivalent, the value of the wood that was also b'hano that you used to create your fire for whatever you were baking and cooking and so on. However, Tosfos says near Lefarish that the bread that you baked, you shall throw the hano of the bread into the Yam HaMelech. So that's a very interesting question. I take water v'isuri hano and I cook, I bake bread. Do I have to give the equivalent of the bread itself, like Tosfos seems to say? Or would it suffice that I'm throwing the value of the wood of Yisurei Hanoh, which I used to bake myself the bread? Which one is called the benefit, the significant value of the benefit that I have to throw into the Yam HaMelech? What exactly does this question revolve on? How much Hanoh Do I have to throw in the amount of the eitzim that caused me the fire of the bread, or the amount of the bread? And do you need to have zev zagarim and inin echor, or are two different zev zagarims also good to dilute the garim of iser? And the first shiloh about if it's completely a yesh b'gedei l'chametz on its own, do you still say zev zagarim by a zayochol v'zayochol? What are these three shilohs contingent upon? So before we get to that, we have to discuss what exactly is zev zagarim, and more importantly, something which we've been alluding to but we haven't discussed yet. What exactly is this garim thing? So first of all, the Ran on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis here, as well as the Rosh Chulin, there might be a mashmoyis that the whole idyon of garim, you don't have a piece of chazir, you don't have a piece of arli here, you have nothing here, you just have something that was nigram, that was caused and created by a davar osir, and that koyach that a gerim makes the nigram have, the isra of the gerim, what koyach is that? The Ran may be mashma that it's the rabbono. However, if you look in the Tvuah Sharon Yeridei Simon Yud, he brings a rajba that holds that the koyach of gerim and the koyach of nigram, I should say, as is an isra de raisa. So that's a major idea that we have to know, that it's machlekes. The Rajba and the Ran, presumably, if the Isser of Nigram is an Isser de Raisa or an Isser de Rabbana. One more point before we get back to this, and that is as follows. We see in our Sugya that there's a Sugya of Zev Zagarim Lagavi Orlo and such, that Zev Zagarim is Mutter. Taisus, in fact, discusses that the whole Sugya of Zev Zagarim is only by Orlo Shah Surah Bahano. Yesh Lesser Agidulin, if not for the fact that it was Zev Zagarim. So what's fascinating is, L'chera, it's not to be understood. How is it possible to be Mata Zev Zagarim by Yisuri Hano? Let's say I have two pairs, a Karshara Priya and an Orlo Priya, Orlo Egois, and I create some food out of it. So Lamaisa, I'm benefiting from the Orlo Egois. The Orlo Egois is also about Hano, and I'm enjoying it, I'm getting pleasure from it. I'm not eating up the Arla nut. I'm not mamish biting into it and crunching it. But I'm benefiting from the Arla in by way that I'm having benefit from its son, from its kidulin, from something that it created and from something that came from it. So I'm enjoying it. If you're having Hano from the son, it's a way of enjoying the father. So what are you going to tell me? That it's indirect. That it's not called that I'm being nana from the father. But l'chayra, you find in our whole sugya that Yisuri Hano can transfer and even go that distance. So why should it be so simple that it's not called that I'm being nana? In fact, if you tell me that it's indirect, so what are you going to do if you hold Zev as a Gerim as Osir? Aye, it's indirect. Apparently it's not so indirect. So let's see. The truth is, there might be an answer to this. But first of all, I just want to say over a very big yesoid from Reb Shimon Shkop. Reb Shimon Shkop in Chari Yosh Shar Gimel, Perek Chafei, I think it might be the longest perek in the whole Chari Yosh, and it's definitely an unbelievable masterpiece. There Reb Shimon expounds and elaborates at great length about the inyan of Yisurei Hanoa in Kol HaTorah Kula. There are big shilas by mitzvahs lav lohanes nitnu. How are you allowed to have side benefits and personal pleasures from the davar that's osur b'hano just because, oh, by the way, you're doing a mitzvah? And there are big shilas by klayim b'tzitzis and psik resha by hano. There are numerous, very baffling questions in many different sugyas about Yisuri Hano. To which Reb Shimon responds and creates a very, very massive yisoid. Shimon says that we're meant to understand the Ratzon HaTorah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisbarach and the Inyan of Yisuri Hano as follows. Not necessarily is every benefit, pleasure, and enjoyment that one has with relation to some type of Yisuri Hano included under the umbrella of the Torah's Yisuri Hano. The Torah asserted in the Tilas Hano, Lekichas Hano, taking pleasure from the item which was banned, taking benefit. And not necessarily if you have benefit and you get real pleasure and enjoyment, is it going to be included in the ban and the condemnation of Yisuri Hano of the Torah? That is Reb Shimon's Yisoy to answer all these questions. That you have to have a Lekichas Hano Shehasra Torah, and not every benefit that you have is considered and goes under the umbrella of the Hano that was asserted from this item. And Memela, if you're not doing the direct Lekichas Hano from the item, perhaps it's not included in the ban. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, Zev Zagarim will not be
the Netilas HaNosha Asur Torah will not be considered included in that, that the Chefza is Asur Banav. You have an Egois of Arlo. Included in the ban is don't eat the Egois. Maybe do not take the shells and make dye from Egois Arlo. There are many different things that may be included, and there are many different things that are not included. And that's how he explains that Zev Zagurim is Mutter, because it's not a direct Netilas HaNosha from the Egois. And again, we're talking in broad strokes over here. We're trying to cover many different parts of the sugya, but I just wanted to mention the Reb Shimon. It's interesting to note that Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal wrote an unbelievable tshuva on the Indian of Zev Zagurim in Or Chaim Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Zayin back in Luban in Russia. Ayin Shom, it's absolutely brilliant Gainish tshuva, and he speaks over there also about the anatomy of the Isser of something that was Nigram from a Gurim, and he also talks about this question. But now, finally, let us get to the Chakira that I wanted to get to all along of Zev Zagurim. And that, of course, as you all know, is as follows. When somebody has a Zev Zagurim, we see that there's a Gurim and a Nigram, and that is Osir. What is the Metzias? What is the Hagdara? What is the Neshama of the Isser that something is Nigram from a Gurim, and therefore it's Osir? Is it because the Goyrim causes it to be Osir? Or is it because the item that I have over here, the final product, has in it the Nigram? It has the Koichis, the physical, tangible Koichis of the Nigram, of the Goyrim in the Nigram, and that itself makes it the Isser. So basically, A is causing B. The nut of Arla is causing the plant, the new tree to grow. So is the pshat that the new tree that grew from the egos that you planted, the tree itself has in it koichas and voltage of the egos shel arla, and that's what asses it? Or is it just the fact that the egos, which was asr b'hano, caused it, that itself is asr? Is it the gurim that's asr, or is the fact that there is a koyach in the nigram, that there really is koichas of isr, since it was caused by an isr b'hano, that makes it itself Osir Ba'ano. So is the Isser in the Goyrim, or is the Isser in the Nigra? I believe you can find this Chakira in the Stipler. And my friend told me that Rav Pesach Stein clears this Shaila in his Ksavim. And I'm sure there are other places also where this Chakira can be found. It's a basic obvious Chakira that has to be cleared when we learn the Sugya of Zev Zagurim. Is the Isser in the Goyrim, or is the Isser in the Nigra? Just to crack this egois open a little bit more, let me just tell you one fascinating machlokes that we find with related to this matter, which is related to this matter, just to bring it out a little bit more. Let's say a person has chometz that was avrelav Pesach, like a piece of chita or some type of grain that was it was nischametz and it was avrelav Pesach, and he went and he took this piece of chometz and planted it to grow something else. So the Choyk Yaakov, which is obviously a leading Pesach on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Elchis Pesach, from the Baal Shvos Yaakov actually, in the end of Siman Tov Mem Gimel and Sifkat and Yud, he says that even though we pass in the Chometz Shavuot of Pesach is Osir Ba'ano, but if someone were to go and plant this Chometz that's Osir Ba'ano, and it would grow crops, it would grow Gidulin, those Gidulin would be Mutter. And of course, the Nesivis HaMishpat has a phenomenal work there in Ilchus Pesach called Makar Chaim. And he brings the Makar Chaim and he's Matmi'an Imad Lamoid. He says, we know that Isuria Ano, any time that the Isuria Ano was Gairim something else, Love Eloilom, like Pas and so on, it's Osir Ba'ano. And Mamela, the Nesivis is adamant that of course, Gidulei Chometz Shalom HaPesach is Osir Ba'ano. What I wanted to bring down is just that the Nesivus' Lashon is Dover Shei Surei Ano Goram Loi Lovi Loilom Osir. Doesn't sound like the other tzad that we're saying that the Dover Hanigra Mei Surei Ano in itself has properties of Isser by the virtue of the fact that it was Nigram from Isurei Ano, but rather anything that Isurei Ano caused it, the fact that it was caused by Isurei Ano, the cause, the Goram itself is what makes it Osir. But as far as the actual machlokes goes, the Achronim really jump on this Nesivus and they say, I don't understand what's wrong with the Chayk Yankiv.
The Priyitzchak in Chelik Aleph Siman Tesvav and the Chalkis Yoyev over there in his long tshuva about Zevah Zagar and Madur Tanyana Simachov, as well as the Nachlas Baruch and the tshuvas there, they bring down this Machlokes Chek Yankiv and the Makar Chaim, and they say, what are you talking about, Makar Chaim? Of course, Gidulei Chametz Shalav Avalav Al Pesach are Mutter, because we paskin Zevah Zagar is Mutter. And at one point, I thought I had a pshat in the Nesivis, but Lamai said they're all asking on it. Maybe the pshat in the Nesivis was that it's not Zevah Zagurim, because in the Gurim of the Gidulin, the plant that you used was all Chametz Shalav Avav Pesach. So even if the Karka is Mutter, and other things are Mutter, the Tzeil is Mutter, and maybe the Neviyah is Mutter, but that's totally in the Machlokes Rishonim. Again, we said that there's a possibility that everybody agrees, Lamaskona, that you don't have to have two Gurmim in Inyan Echad, and even Shner Gurmim, Bishnei and Yonim, is also going to be Zevah Zagurim, and therefore, the Nesivis might hold, not like that, but Akapana, maybe the Chek Yankiv and everybody else holds that Zevah Zagurim applies over here, and Ma'ilat Shazicher B'Mutter. Or maybe the Makar Chaim holds even Lamaskona, that you need to have, it sounds like the Ramban holds like that, that you need to have two Gurmim in the thing itself. So maybe the Nesivis held that if it's Gidulim of Chometz and nothing else, maybe it will be Aser. But Akapana, I just wanted to bring out what we were discussing before, that not necessarily is it because the Nigram has in it properties of Isser by being created from Isser Ano, but just the fact that Isser Ano was Gurim it, that asses it because of the Koyach of Gurim. So is it the Gurim or the Nigram? So perhaps the Machlokes Rishonim about if you have to be Melech Hano of the Eitzim or the Pas is Mamash Teshayla. If you say that the Zevzeg Gurim, that the Koyach of Gurim to Aser is because it was the cause, so then if there's some type of rule, again we'll see on Amud Beis what it is, that if you have the Dmei of the Hanoah benefit and you throw it into the Yam HaMelech, that could kasher, that can undo the problem. So if the problem was the Gurim, then the money of the wood would be enough. But if the problem is in the Nigram, then you would have to throw money connected the whole pass. And also, the Gabi, the child that we mentioned so many times, the Rabbeinu Shmuel, if you have to have Zev Zegurim in Inyan Echor, or it's all about any type of Zev Zegurim is Mutter, could be that's also maybe related to this question. That if you're talking about that the Nigram is created and a final product from all the Gurmim, and therefore it has the Koyach of the Gurim of Isser, and that's what asks it. So Zev Zagurim means that in the Nigram, if there are many Koyches, then the Koyach and Nigram also could be bottled or diluted, whatever the Pshat and Zev Zagurim would actually be in the Nigram, that it's not all Nigram of Heter. In fact, it's a Nigram of at least partially Heter, or Akapanim, you know, whether it's 50% or more of Heter, Memela, it won't be called that it was completely Nigram Ayidei Aser. However, if the fact that a Gurim of Isser created you, and even if you have partnering Gurimim, but if in the Gurim of Isser where it was and what it created is on its own and it's strong, so maybe the fact that there's another Gurim of Heter is not going to help you unless that Gurim of Heter is performing Ba'oi Soyinian in that sale or in that Neviyah or wherever the Isser is being Gurim, you have to be countered simultaneously in that same track and channel from a Gurim of Heter in order to make the Heter of Zebazah Gurim. And perhaps maybe also the Machlokes Rishonim, Taisus and Psachim, Dav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Hashem the Rashba, that holds that even when it's a Yesh by Kedei Lachametz, it's going to have a Heter of Zev Zagurim, as opposed to Taisus by us over here, and the Ramaschal Ar, as well as Taisus and Dav Samachet, and Beis and Avedi Zorah, that hold that if it's Yesh by Kedei Lachametz, there's no Zev Zagurim. Maybe also, if you're talking about the Nigram, so maybe the point is that Zev Zagurim means that in the Nigram, it's not only this, it's also that, and the final result was an accumulation of numerous Gurimim, and the male of the Gurim of Isser is not going to be so potent. But if the Gurim of Isser was a Yeshba Kedei Lachametz on its own, so maybe the fact that it itself was a full-fledged Koyach to be a Gurim here, and it's a Nigram from that, so it's going to be Aser. However, if you say that you go boss of the Gurim, so by a Yeshba Kedei Lachametz, Lemaisa the Gurim Purim was together with another Yesh Begdei L'chametz, so automatically it gets diluted in the fact that it's going to be Zayrik, an effect of creation in the Davar HaNigram. Because at the end of the day, Lamaisa, even if the Gerim of Yesh Begdei L'chametz by itself had the potential to be a Yachal by itself and do the whole thing, but in his Koyach of Gerim is playing the part of Gerim here, he had a co-worker. There was a Gerim of Heter together with him, and even though they're both Yesh Begdei L'chametz by being a Gerim of this Nigram, but since they were working together, the Koyach of the Gerim Ta'aser can still be diluted by the Gerim of Heter, even though they're both Yesh Begdei L'chametz. So again, basically, the Koyach of Zeviza Gurim, which comes from the Koyach of Gurim to Aser, is it because the Gurim makes it Aser, or is it because the Nigram has in it properties and molecules of Nigram of Iser? And Nafkamina, we said perhaps, is whether Yesh Begdei L'chametz also has Zeviza Gurim, and if you have to throw the full amount of the final product of the Pas, or perhaps just Zrikas Mammon of the Eitzim, of the cause, would be enough. And also the Shaila about if Zeviza Gerim has to be that it's being countered in the same Gerim, or as long as in the end result there are other Gerim, there's still going to be a din of Zeviza Gerim. Still another absolutely enormous and exciting topic that comes up over here is the Braisa says, V'chein parish and ispatma b'karshini avedis kichavim, tani chada tishachet v'tani idach parati roze. One man, the Omer says, if you have a para that was fattened by Avodis Kichavim, you should shecht it. And the other man, the Omer says, tiroze, which means it shall basically stay around until it's done. And the Gemara says, the Machlokes is, whether Zeviza Gerim is mutter or aser. That if Zeviza Gerim is mutter, then you could shecht the cow and eat it. But if Zeviza Gerim is aser, then you gotta get rid of it. So Rashi says, in the end of the Ramaschal My Love, that we're talking about an animal that obviously was also grown and fed kosher normal foods besides for the Karshinei Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos and the Ramaschal Rabbanon says the same thing. Oh, by the way, at the end, back on Memches and Beis on top, that it's talking about Sheshneihem Ha'ilu Lefatim Aparo, Karshinei Heter and Karshinei Avodah Kechavim. So basically, an animal that was fed treifa food is going to be mutter because of Zeviza Gerim. And in fact, this is the sugya of Nispatmu HaBehemis B'Karshinei Iser. This is why you may have heard that the Yekisha have a minig not to eat chicken on Pesach, because it is being Nispatim from Chametz. They eat Chametz sticker food, and the chickens therefore have Chametz in them. They're Nispatim from Chametz. And especially there can be a big shayla like the Prima Gadam already discusses in Siman Tov Mem Ches, if they ate the chametz on Pesach. But even if not, we'll see, even if it was Nespatim before Pesach, there's what to discuss. But if it was Nespatim on Pesach, certainly, and why is that? Because then you have a whole new spin on this issue, and that is that since we're saying that according to the Ran and his followers, that Zeviza Gerim's heter is because of bittel, and we mentioned the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Mem Hei already says that since chometz on Pesach is chomer, that it's b'mashu, and bittel doesn't help, likewise perhaps Zeviza Gerim wouldn't help, and hence we wouldn't be able to eat chicken or meat or anything that was fattened by chometz on Pesach. And as we will see, this sugya begins from Osugya and Tmura, as well as our Gemara here. And this is also the reason why there was a very big tumult and a controversy about 50, 60 years ago in Eretz Yisrael. The Satmar Rav said that since the milk that everybody's drinking, the cows are feeding on Sfichei Shvius, shrubs and growths of plants during Shvius, which are Aser, the cows therefore are Aser, and their milk is Aser. And the Briskerov stayed up the whole night and harbored on the sugya, and in the morning he said that the Olam could drink the milk. So let's begin with the Gemara and Tmura with relation to what we're discussing, and we'll see what there is to discuss. I just want to begin with one point, and that is that there was a story, the Knesset HaGedolah brings this down in Yerideya Siman Samach, where there was a fata bird of some sort that used to feed off of spleens of treifas. So basically the animal's feed were treifas, and the question was if you're allowed to eat it or not.
So the Knesset HaGedolah says, if you wait 24 hours, then you could assume that the Isser that was in the system has been dissolved, diluted, is gone, and you don't have a problem. Says the Prima Gadolim, Timani Olav, unbelievable Pella. Our Gemara is Mefurish that if you hold that it's a problem, Tiraza. Basically, it's hopeless. Why didn't the Gemara just say, wait 24 hours and such, and then you'll be good? Says the Prima Gadolim, it's a Raya Brura, not like the Knesset HaGedolah. And it's really astonishing how could the, you know, it sounds like it's a Gemara. However, the truth of the matter is that we'll have to see as we go on here if this whole story is the same sugya when you're talking about Isurei Achila as when you're talking about the Isurei Hano. Maybe there's a Bezundere Chumra, there's a separate problem when it's something that is also Hano and you're not allowed to have any benefit and pleasure from. Whether it's because of the second Taisa Dibra Maschel She'im over here that says that the din of Gidulin is only by Isurei Hano and not by Isurei Achila, or maybe just because in general you're benefiting from Isurei Hano as opposed to Isurei Achila. And it's interesting, even in our Gemara of the Parash and the Spatma Bekarshina Avedis Kechavim, Rabbeinu Chanan Olam Emtesim Adveiz, when he talks about our Gemara, says Parash and the Spatma Bekarshina Truma. So that's a whole different twist. Are we talking about Avedis Zara, which is Asur Bahano, or are we only talking about Karshine Truma, which are not Asur Bahano? Again, so it all begins with the Gemara and Tmura. The Mishnah says in Tmura Daf Lamed Amud Beis that Ekshere Sheyomkim and Atrei for Reb Chanina ben Atigma says is possible me'agabi amizbeach. Basically, if you have an animal that nursed from a treif animal is not allowed to be sacrificed on the mizbeach. At first glance, it would seem that for a regular hedya to eat it for supper, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if you want to be marketed on the mizbeach. But we'll see that that's not so simple. The Gemara at the end of the sixth parak in Tmura on the Flamed Aleph, Flamed Aleph says, if that's the case, Reb Chanina ben Antignus, that the animal was fattened and sustained by treifa, and it nursed from a treifa, therefore it's going to be usur. Ela me'ata hichila karshini ha'vedizara hachanami da'asira. If an animal was fed karshini avedizara like we were discussing, you're going to tell me that it's asur. And Rashi points out that the question is based on the fact that the Gemara said earlier in Tmura on the top of Daf Chavtes that it doesn't seem like in a regular status of achilas karshini avediz kichavim an animal becomes asur. Says the Gemara, it depends. The Gemara says, since it's talking about a case where the animal was fed cholav reisech mishachris l'shachris and nothing else, or at least constantly on a daily basis, every morning it had this treifa sustenance, then it's going to be usur. But if there were kosher and treifa foods, then it's going to be mutter. Actually, let me rephrase that a little bit because it's really tali in machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara asks that if you say that a ksheira that nursed from a treifa is also to the mizbeach, then likewise if it's fed on karshine avedizara, it should also be aser. And the Gemara says, kigen sheyon kochelav reseach, mishacholav reseach, mishachos ushachos, since it can manage on that food, may ace lace. So it sounds like from Rashi that the fact of the matter is that it got enough food that is able to sustain it the whole 24 hours, basically. Could be Rashi speaks up a Farish over here in Tmura, in the end of the Ramaskal Hoyle, but filo dvar macher machla bein time, even if it ate other foods in between, it's still gonna be called Asr. And actually this, to me, seems very related to the Taisis that we discussed by us, in the Ramaskal Adshiyehei, that it sounds like if you have a power of Isser being Gairim, then even if there's also a power of Heter, it's not going to be Mutter because of Zev Zegurim. And since the animal was fed a sufficient amount of, whether it's Trafis or Kashine Avedis Kechavim, that could have sustained the animal by itself, even if there were other foods as well, you won't have a Heter of Zev Zegurim. Again, the Rajba Taisis quoted on Daf Chavzayin and Psachim sounds like you could still have Zev Zegarim, but it sure doesn't sound like that from the Rashi and Tmura that we're discussing. And Taisis over there in the end of the Perek and Tmura also says, if it ate it all its life and that's its main source of sustenance, it's going to be Asr. Again, Zev Zegarim is not a Heter if it is the sole source of ingredients and nutrients that the animal gets. Because since it's nigram from Isser And it's a Yeshbek de Lechamatz. I think that's what the Rishayim mean over there. Mela, since it was an animal that fed a parish and a spatma me karshine avedis kechavim. And it sounds like even karshine treifa, very important. Because a treifa is not even Isuri Hanoah, still the animal is going to be Osir. And Taisa says that L'chayra, it's even Osir for a hedjit, not only L'mizbeach. And it's fascinating how this fun topic has different parts and links all over the deep sea of Shas. This brings us to a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Vav and a fascinating Mordechai over there in the back of the Gemara Yevamos. Basically, the story is, if a Kohen rented a cow from a Yisrael, and he has lots of truma lying around, which he gets for free, and he wants to give some to the Kohen's, to the truma, he wants to give some truma, to the animal that belongs to the Yisrael, so the Gemara says he shouldn't do it. And the Mordechai brings down that Rabbeinu Yochar said that he shouldn't do it because, and I'll quote you the lashon of Rabbeinu Yochar, it's the other min hachol ayachilen kashine truma mepnei shabahemim espatemis min ha-truma. Nimtza ha-Yisrael yoichel truma. The reason why you're not allowed to feed the animal of the Yisrael kashine truma is because the animal of the Yisrael will have truma, and then the Yisrael, nimtza Yisrael yoichel truma. Basically, when the Yid will eat his animal, he's going to be eating truma. Fascinating. Says the Mordechai to this Rabbeinu Yochar here, it's page 8 in the regular Gemara in the back of Yevamos. He says, how do we ever eat chickens that get fattened from all sorts of insects, which are obviously ulcer? Unbelievable. So Rabbeinu Yochar said, you're not allowed to feed a Yisrael's animal truma because he's going to be eating truma later. And Zachter Mordechai back, what are you talking about? We're constantly eating chickens that feed on insects. So the Rabbeinu Yochar is baffling what exactly is going on. We know that Zevis Agurim is mutter. So what's his problem if he's going to give some truma? It's not going to be just truma. It's going to be Zevis Agurim. Obviously, the Yisrael is not going to be feeding it truma. So what's the big deal? I was wondering, actually, if maybe this has to do with the Rishonim that we mentioned earlier on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, that even if you say that Zev Zagarim is mutter, you still shouldn't do it l'chatchila. So even though he says Nimtzi Yisrael Eichel Truma, maybe he just means in the perspective of l'chatchila not being mevatelet and not doing this, even though b'di'evet it will get diluted and have a heter of Zev Zagarim, you're not supposed to do it l'chatchila. Like we discussed from the Ran and the Ramban on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. But that is what Rabbeinu Yochar says. There's a famous stipler in Yevamos and Simon Membeis and the new ones, that the stipler brings this down, and he says, wow, what's pshat in Rabbeinu Yochar? He says, you know, maybe you could say a chiddush, that Rabbeinu Yochar is concerned that the animal will be usher in the realm and under the ban midrabanan of Gidulei Truma, which is a very big chiddush, obviously, he says so himself. And then he goes on to discuss another interesting point, that perhaps the food, the truma, that is in the stomach of the animal becomes nischalal and becomes ma'uchal, which means basically disgusting and disintegrated. Famous Taisvus and Menachas Tav Samachtes. And it's interesting that the Shach, which we'll get to in the Yerideya Simon Samach Sivkot and Hay, amongst the many different things that he discusses about our topic that we're discussing here, he says that it's ma'uchal, and that could sometimes help that it wouldn't be included in the ban of the item itself. I have to tell you that somebody once came over to me and he asked me a very peculiar question, which I don't think is a question, but it's interesting just to mention it. He said, I don't understand how people eat a bagel or bread for breakfast on Erev Pesach. At 12 o'clock, their stomach and their body is satiated, is full, is satisfied because of the chametz that they ate in the morning. And now chametz is also b'hano. So basically right now you're being nena from chametz. That's what he asked me. And obviously when he took the benefit and he pleasured himself with it, it's not an Isser Hanoah. He ate it before this Zman Achila was any problem whatsoever. So just because later on, oh, by the way, he's benefiting from Chametz Shal Heter, if you will, not from Chametz Shal Isser, and that's definitely not included in the ban of the Isser Hanoah from after Zman Achila. And I don't think the question begins at all. But at the same time, I also threw at him that it happens to be that it's Ma'uchal in his stomach. It's ready, not anymore in Achila. And especially by Truma, we find that with regard to the Rabbeinu Yochar, but even with regard to Achila in general, we find that once it's in the stomach and it's consumed, it's not, doesn't have a din oichel, and not necessarily would it be included in this ban of Nigram. Now we could discuss and elaborate all the different points that we find in the sugya, but when it comes to halacha l'maisa, when it comes to the bottom line, it's all about what you see when you open up the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, first of all, doesn't discuss this much, a little bit in Kuf Mem Beis, but at the main primary headquarters of the topic that we're discussing, based on our Gemara here in Avodah Zarah Mem Tes, about Parash and Espatla Mekashune Avodah Zarah, is the Ramah in Simen Samach. The Ramah says that a behema that was nisgadel or nispatim al yidei isurim is mutter. And the source for this is the Mordechai that we just discussed, that a tarnagelis that eats shrotzim is mutter. However, says the Ramah, if this animal, its entire life was sustained and fed isurim, and its whole gidel is based on that, then it's aser, which comes from the Taisis that we mentioned in Tmura Daf Lamed Aleph. So that's the headquarters halacha l'maisa of this sugya, and of course the shach over there, as well as the Bir Agra and the Prima Gadim there in Sifsei Das in the back, elaborate on many different topics and different points about this issue. And the main thing, one of the main things that have to be discussed is it by Isurei Achila as well, or is it only by Isurei Anah, because this is a way of deriving benefit from the Isurei Anah, or is it actually even by Isurei Achila that when you're completely nisgadal and nispatim, and also even when you're nisgadal and nispatim, is the beer that it's basically like you're eating the truma and you're eating the shrotzim, or of course we know that this is not the truma and the shrotzim, but it's basically an iser to eat an animal that was nispatim primarily from the truma and the shrotzim, or no, it only applies by Yisurei Hanoh. In fact, the Shach seems to go back and forth about this, and he leaves it as a tzarachim. So again, lahalach l'maisa, it's beyond the scope of our work and our time here to get into all the details, but I just wanted to touch the tip of the iceberg and put the pieces on the table here. But basically, first of all, you have to see if it's completely only sustained by Isser, or it was sustained by Isser and Heter. And even if it was sustained by Isser and Heter, but if it was sustained by enough Isser that its primary life and well-being could have existed from the Isser, then even if it also had Heter, not necessarily is that going to help. And of course, is it even by Isurei Achila, like Trefus and other things, or is it only by Isurei Hanoah, like Avodah Zarah, and maybe Chametz v'Pesach? Just in closing, I'd like to leave you with a very, very fun ha'ara. Please remember this question. It was discussed by many of the G'dayli Europe 100 years ago plus, and it goes like this. There's a famous Gemara in Becharis Daf Vav Amud Beis that the Gemara discusses whether milk is mutter or not. Presumably because maybe it's Avram and Achai, and it comes out of a live animal without shechita. Are you allowed to drink milk? And the Gemara brings all sorts of psukim and shlugs them up back and forth. And of course, thankfully, milk does remain mutter l'maskana. However, there's a question. It's discussed by the Beis Sha'arim in Yeredeya Chuvakuf Lama Dalad. And the Ragachavar was asked this question also in the Chuvas and Simen Kuf Mem Hei Ois Gimel. And it's brought from the Maram Banet and the Arugis Abaisim and the Hari Afarsiman. Many Akharim discussed the question, and it goes like this. The pasuk says that if you have an animal, shivas yamim tachas imoy, basically the animal was nursing only from its mother for 7 days, and the Gemara brings down that on the 8th day you can be makarvit for a carbon. L'chayro, if chalav of an animal is osir, then how would you be able to be makarv this animal avay the zoro? How would you be able to be makarv the para, every single animal after 8 days? Is roi lakrova, the pasuk says. But b'yei mashvi'i erotze. Why is it b'yei mashvi'i erotze? L'chayro, it's not mashki Yisrael, it's an animal that's forbidden to eat because it was totally nispatim, only on the mother's milk, and milk is osir. Let this be a raya that milk is mutter l'achila. Why didn't the Gemara bring this right? That is the fun question from all the G'dayli Achreinim, many of them. I think the Ragachavar says that the answer is that milk's iser is only created when it leaves the animal and goes into the world, but here it never did that. It went straight into the animal's baby, a big chiddush. And of course, another answer would be if we would say that the din of Nisfatim only applies by Yisurei Hanoah and not by Yisurei Achila. Like the Mordechai is saying, if you have a Tarnagel that was Nisfatim from Shrotzim, then it's not a problem. Again, depends if the Mordechai means even when if all it ate was Shrotzim or only when it ate other things also. And does it have to be that it is enough to dilute the Gerim, or even if it's completely a Gerim of Isser, but there's also a Gerim of Heter, would that be enough? Again, just some food for thought. After all is said and done, the Gemara says here on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. Then the Gemara brings a story about a garden that was fertilized by Avodah Zarah, Shalach Rav Avraham Kamen, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi. Pashut Pshat in this Gemara, according to the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and the Tosfos that we mentioned all over Avodah Zarah and other places, that Rabbi Yosi holds Zev is a Gerim is Mutter and Shmuel is Paskening like Rabbi Yosi. The problem is that Shmuel himself in Psachim holds Zev is a Gerim is Aser. Now, fascinatingly enough, the Bahag over here in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he brings this down, he says that the Maskanas HaGemara is that Rabbi Yosi holds Zev is a Gerim is Aser. So then, of course, the whole steer of the Shmuel, the Shmuel disintegrates, that Shmuel holds in Psachim that it's Aser, and over here also he passes like Rabbi Yosi, which the Bahag says that it's Aser. And according to this, you're going to have to read that the Gina, with the Zevil over here, the Gemara means to say, Halacha Rabbi Yosi, that it's also like the Bahag. So yes, the steer in Shmuel withers, but the problem is, how in the world could the Bahag say that? And I guess the best way to explain the Bahag would be that the Bahag is saying that that Shmuel said the Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, he means that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi was saying to the Rabbanon that L'devreim the Rabbanon, I'm saying that it's also, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi in the L'devreim the Rabbanon maybe. However, the problem is the L'maisa we see in other places clearly that Rabbi Yosi holds Sev is a Gerim is Mutter. Now, on the top of Mem Tes Amud Beis in the Mishnah 6 from the top, we mentioned the Mishnah says not only men a karker, also b'hanoh. If you take a karker from the Asherah tree, it's also b'hanoh. And orag boyes ha-beged, also b'hanoh. If you wove a beged with a karker of a Asherah tree, the beged is also b'hanoh. Fascinating concept the Mishnah is establishing here, that if something, a beged, was woven with a utensil that comes from Yisurei Hanoah, the whole beged is Aser B'Hanoah. Unbelievable. Just before we start the sugya, to mention some shalas that came up over the years, which we'll be able to understand better when we learn the sugya, and we'll be able to understand this sugya better when we see how the sugya reflects to these shalas. First of all, if somebody gets really fed up with computers and he says, "Koinam computers alai." What happens? Is he allowed to use a sefer that was created with a computer? Now, without going into the shaila of mitzvah slav lehanes ninu and other, you know, trapdoors, but is something, is that how it works? If something's aser b'hanoah, then anything that was created from it and via it is also going to be aser b'hanoah? If someone says, let's just give an example to be safe, koinam yevonim alai. And then the Greeks go and build a house. Is he allowed to live in it and enjoy the house? Since it was built by the Greeks that he said, Koinam Yevonim Alai, what would be the halacha? Now again, here it says that if you have a beged that was woven by a karker of Yisurei Hanoah, it's Aser B'Hanoah. Now we mentioned the Ran over here elaborates at great length about the whole sugya and the fact that it helps Yelich Hanol Yam HaMelach. If you throw the money to the Yam HaMelach, you're okay. And the Avnim Aluim and Simenai and Beis of Kutin Beis and the Ramaschvil Anias Daiti in the new Chalokim Mitzchelik in the new Avnim Aluim Mitzchelik Beis page you test the Ramaschvil Anias Daiti. He brings down the Ran in our sugya that says that this din that the beggar is also is only Yisim Midrabana. Because the whole concept of pidyon, like the Ran elaborates, that you could be Yelech and Oli Yamamelech only applies when something is only Aser Midrabanon, not by a full-fledged bona fide Isser of Avodah Zarah. Says the Avnei Melum, according to this, if someone says Yikdashu Yidei Ishti Lo Yisein, or if she says it herself, the Isser on the Maisi Yadayim is only going to be Isser Midrabanon, because the whole Isser here is Midrabanon. And the Emre Bina, in Simen Yad Aleph and Ilchus Nedarim, is matmiya on the Avnei Malum. He says, what's the tushtel? In our sugya, it's because of Zev is Agarim, that's why it's midrabanan. However, in the case of Yikdashu Yadilai saying there's no Zev is Agarim, basically the Maisi Adayim come from the Yad that she banned or he banned. So there it should be completely awesome. Now, at first glance, there's really two ways to break open this run that the Avnei Malum is bringing down. Is the reason why it's the Rabbanan because of Zev is a Goyrim? Or is the reason why it's the Rabbanan because the run holds that Goyrim in general, the Isser of Goyrim, which we've discussed so much, is only Midrabbanan, Midiraisa, just because you were caused by an Isser doesn't mean that you are Osir. And again, this might have a lot to do with what we're discussing, if it's even by Yisurei Achilo or only by Yisurei Hano. But perhaps, presumably actually, the Ran says that the Goyim of Karker is only Osir Midrabbanan. If you look in the Avnei Malum, in Tshuva Vav, the Ramaschal Ivra, he says beferish that the Ran holds that the Isser of Goyim entirely is only Midrabbanan. That it's not only Midrabbanan over here because of Zev is a Goyim. The only thing is that I'm a little bit perplexed and maybe confused here. So, basically, the Isser of Gerim is only Midrabanan, and we paskin Zev is a Gerim is Mutter, even by Avodah Zarah. So why then are we saying that the Beged is Osir, if it's Zev is a Gerim? I mean, Rabina is definitely assuming that it's a Zev is a Gerim here. So how did he make heads or tails of that? I mean, we paskin Zev is a Gerim is Mutter. So Be'echich that the Pshat is that it's not called a Zev is a Gerim because since it was entirely woven and created with this utensil, it's considered Gerim Echad. At least it's a Gerim Echad according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, like we've been discussing, because in the, you know, in the realm of its weaving, it was woven by one kli, even though the material maybe is not Osir B'Hano, but the Gerim of the character was entirely Yisur B'Hano, maybe you won't have the Heter of Zev is a Gerim, perhaps. But if that's the case, then what's the Imrei Bina's Kasha on the comparison of the Avnei Malum from a karker that made a Zara Beged, a karker shal Avnei Zara that made a Beged, to Yikdashu Yodelei saying it's the same exact thing. Now, there's two things to discuss about this. First of all, there's a Bircha Shmuel in the Dorim Simon Zion, and Ches and Tess also, but in Simon Zion he opens up and discusses that there's a Rajba in Subestaf Nun Tes, and Rabbi Kivega discuss over there, and he says, Haga Ba'atzmacha, if you have an axe, which is hektish, and you built a house, are you going to tell me that there's Me'ilo in the Malacha? Avada Nisht. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think he only means to say that it's Osir Midrabbanan, it's not going to be Osir Midiraisa. Just like the Ran said in our Suya, that the Beged Shenerag, Ayidei Karkashal Avedizor, is only Osir Midrabbanan, not Midiraisa. Likewise, the Rajba that the Rebbe Chaim is quoting is saying, the way Rebbe Kivega explains it, that if you build a house with a Kardam Shel Hektish, it's not going to be Hektish Midiraisa. But it sounds like perhaps it would have the Isir Midrabbanan. A fascinating concept. And again, related to what we're discussing about, let's say, Kainim Yivanim Alai and Kainim Computers Alai. The only thing is that if you look at Rabbi Chaber over there, he says that it's Cholok B'Yisoydei. Because he says the Beged is basically a Nigram of the Karkar Shel Yisur Ano. However, when you say Koinim Yikdashu Yodelai saying the ban, the nether, the vow is actually being saddled and established on the Malacha of the Yadayim. When you say Yikdashu Yodei Le'oisayin, that means that which the hands will do, I am officially vowing and condemning with a coin and with a nether. So the nether is not only on the hands, and the malacha is a result, is an offshoot and an offspring of the hands, but rather the nether is on the hanas ha-malacha itself. This is where Rabbi Chaber explains over there. So if that's the case, so there's a difference, and that's what the Baruch Bar actually asks on the Avnei Malum. They're also, in his own oifen, that he asks that the Avnei Malum is comparing Yikdashu Yodei Le'oisayin to Beged, that was not Sa'i De Karker Shel Avodah Zarah, Zachter Baruch Bar, no. By a Karker, it was only an offshoot and a Nigram from the Karker. However, by a Nether, Yikdashu Yodei Le'oisayin is a direct ban on the work, on the Hanos Hayadayim. So I think if that's the case, then our cases of Kainim Yivanim Alai and perhaps Kainim Machshavim Alai, Kainim Computers Alai, would be similar more to the Beged and the Karker than to the Yikdashu Yodei Le'oisayin, even though we're talking about a nether, which Rabbi Chaber says is Osir B'Hano, but it happens to be that there's a difference, because Rabbi Chaber is capitalizing on the fact that you said Yikdashu Yodei Le'oisayin, but if you just said Kainim Cheftzazu Alai, then Ein Hanami, the derivatives and offshoots, would be a nigram, just like the Beged of the Karker. It's only when you said Yikdashu Yodei Le'oisayin, so if I say Kainim Yivanim Oilai Le'mlachteyen, or I say Kainim Achshavim Le'sifreyen, the publications that come out of the computer, stuff like that, then maybe Ein Chanami, our theoretical fancy case that we made, might have then been something to discuss that it's also, albeit only midrabbanan. But in the standard cases, there would not be a problem according to what we're discussing. Okay, we're running out of time here. One final point, which again is a very fundamental point about what we're discussing now and about many other things that we've discussed, and just a general thing to shed light on the whole sugya. And that is that the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Ches Amud Aleph that Rav Nachman says that if you have a sakin shel avodah zarah, then you're allowed to use the sakin to shecht an animal, but you're not allowed to use the sakin to cut the animal. And the reason is very interesting. You would think, oh, sakin shel avodah zarah to shecht the animal, it's aser b'ano. The teretz is because the animal is really worth a lot of money. It's $1,000. You could plow with it, you could ride it, and you could also shecht it and eat it. That's only one of its benefits. When you slaughter it, all you could do is eat its meat. So therefore, you're actually losing more than you're gaining. That's why a sakin is mutter to, akuponim is allowed to be used for shechita. And the Gemara says that if it's a mesukenis, then you're not allowed to, because now that the animal's in danger, and it only has a value of shechting it and eating it, so now it's a benefit for you to use this animal for shechita. Azoi state in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So the question is, so wait a minute. Here in our sugya we say a beged that was woven by a karka shel avodah zarah is aser, and meanwhile there it sounds like you could use the animal that you shechted with a sakin shel avodah zarah. Now there's a lot to discuss about, and there's so much the Ramban talks about this. However, in short, brief words, basically, if you look in the Brisker Rav that's quoted in the Sefer Likutim of the Frankel Rambam on Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yates, at the end of Perek Zayin there, basically it goes like this. Ein Chanami, there are numerous issues with maybe going L'chadchila and taking Avodah Zarah and Isur HaNoah and using them for this. But b'di'evet, when I have the product, the Nigram, whether it was a beged that was woven by Avodah Zarah or it was an animal that was slaughtered by Avodah Zarah, there perhaps the only problem is the gain, the financial gain and benefit that you have. And that's why there's a difference between Mesukenes and a Shlema. So basically there it's just about how much you gained and you saved with usage of the Isur HaNoah, and hence there and only there perhaps it passes, it makes sense to go and take some money and just flip it into the ocean, the Yam HaMelech, instead of the value of the benefit that you gained. Whereas if you had a full-fledged bona fide Isra of Avodah Zarah with the voltage and condemnation of Avodah Zarah, you wouldn't just be able to say, oh, very nice, let me go be pay that. I'll redeem it by throwing its pigeon into the ocean. That wouldn't help you. It's only because we're discussing over here an Isra Derabonon perhaps, and a b'di'evet the koyach of nigram, like the Ran says, is derabonon, and that's the Ran's whole arichas over here, and that is why perhaps even though the Ran is saying that nigram is also midrabonon, so the beged generic boy ayidei karkar shel avodah zarah is also midrabonon, still we say that you should be yoyel chanol liyam hamelech, and we asked, what do you mean? Especially according to the Meirbino, what do you mean zev zegarim is mutter? What's going on? The Torah says, yes, Zev is Agarim is Mutter, but guess what? Maybe you still have to be concerned that you're having a monetary gain and you're gaining and pocketing value and money from the fact that you use the Avodah Zarah. It's pushing a direct benefit from the Avodah Zarah. Besides for the famous Nigram that we've been discussing, the Koyach of Nigram, that it's also Ba'anah on its own powers being a Nigram. But it's just a gain, it's a way of gaining being netted from the Karkor. So for that, you're Yael Chanol Yam HaMelech and you didn't benefit from the Karkor. If we talk along these lines, then maybe we could go back and understand better that we discussed on Mem Ches Amud Beis about Masha Mashbiach Bar Paigim Bebasar and Masha Mashbiach Binaviyah Paigim Betzel in the summer. And the point is, it's all about how much are you actually gaining on your bottom line. So therefore, even though Lamaisa you have a Nigram of Avodah Zarah, that could be Zevizagurim, but the fact that you throw the money into the ocean and such will take away the gain. And it's all about, did you have a final gain? And if there was more hefse than gain, maybe you have nothing to worry about altogether with regard to the scale of hanos of Avodah Zarah. Just in closing, I'd like to leave you with Yael Chanol Yam HaMelech. Did you ever wonder why it's Yam HaMelech? Why the Yam HaMelech? So Rashi in Pesachim Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, I believe it is, says because there's no boats over there and therefore we don't have to worry that people are going to find them. However, if you look at Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov in Shabbos Daf Kuftes, he elaborates on the fact that the Rambam holds that Yam HaMelech just means the ocean which has salty waters, as opposed to some areas like Kinneret that don't have salt.
That's what Yam HaMelech means. It doesn't necessarily mean the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. But any good, you know, ocean would be good for Yelech HaNola Yam HaMelech. So the whole Yam HaMelech is Lav Dafke, according to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's elaboration there on the Rambam. Rashi, however, holds, apparently, that it means the real Yam HaMelech.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.